arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, the only true and living God, who loves us so dearly, full of grace and mercy, please forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My topic for today is Wait on the Lord, Part 2. My scripture is Psalm 41 through 6. My text is Psalms 41, which states, I waited patiently on the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. David sang a song of deliverance. An ungodly heart emerging from trouble has the sense of relief, escape, not deliverance. Like a shipwrecked man swimming for his life, heaved by a high wave on shore. Not like sinking Peter, caught in the hand of Jesus, treading the waves at his Savior's side. The difference is immense. Was it worthwhile for the mariner to be shipwrecked, half drowned, and lose his all? For the pleasure of standing again on dry ground? Certainly not. He has lost much, gained nothing. But was it worthwhile for Peter to go through that terrible experience? Had the night been twice as dark, the storm twice as fierce, had he sunk to the very bottom, it would have been a small price to pay for the joy of feeling himself grasped and lifted up in the Savior's hand, the triumph of walking on the raging waters at his side. David sang a song of forgiveness. The deliverance celebrated was not from mere calamity, but from guilt and its terrible consequences. Only Jesus, who knows no sin, be made sin for us. Even praise unto our God. Mercy and praise are cause and effect. The deliverance produces praise. The phrase, our God, shows how David instinctively identifies himself with his people. A mercy shown to him is one shown to them. The phrase, all Israel shall hear and fear, is used of the effect produced by the capital punishment of a high-handed transgressor of the law. There may be an allusion here of Absalom's end, which was probably followed by a certain number of executions, and shall trust in the Lord, that is, shall have their faith in God's strength. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, so as to depend on them and to become like them. Absalom's followers are probably the persons intended. None such as turn aside to lies, that is, prefer falsehood to truth, the cause of the ungodly, to that of God himself. It is not only for his recent deliverance that the psalmist owes thanks and gratitude to God. God's mercies in the past have been countless and have laid him upon unspeakable obligations. God's thoughtfulness for man, his consideration and providential care, deserve praise and thanks equally with his wondrous acts. They are so numerous that it is impossible to count. Many of them, moreover, are secret and escape our notice. Words, therefore, are insufficient. One's reception of God's help is not complete until he gives public thanks with the faithful in worship. These deliverances express God's steadfast love and faithfulness. Will the right return be by sacrifices and burnt offerings? No. The psalmist answers to himself, it is not these which God really desires. Samuel had already preached the doctrine. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. 1 Samuel 15:22. David goes further. Apart from a spirit of obedience, sacrifice and offerings are not desired or required at all. Rather, as Isaiah says, they are a weariness and an abomination. Isaiah 1:11. The one thing needed is obedience, a cheerful, willing obedience to all that God reveals as his will. An open ear is one ready to listen to and obey God's words. Have you found yourself in a pit or the miry clay and could not get out by yourself? The psalmist cried unto God. God hears and will incline his ear unto you. He will deliver you. He knows how to bring you out. When you cannot get yourself out of a bad situation, call on God. Not only will he deliver you, but he will give you a new song. Do you have a song? When you are happy, you have something to sing about. Isaiah said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Wait on the Lord. If you wait on God, he will pick you up, turn you around, and place your feet on solid ground. He will be your deliverer. He will hear your cry. He will come to see about you. McDonald's, which has been focusing on upgrading its core items to boost sales, is rolling out a series of changes designed to improve its signature burgers. Buns will be softer, cheese gooier, onions will be added to patties right on the grill, and the Big Mac sauce, there will be more of it. We found that small changes, like tweaking our process to get hotter, meltier cheese, and adjusting our grill settings for a better sear, added up to a big difference in making our burgers more flavorful than ever, said Chef Chad Schaefer, Senior Director of Culinary Innovation of McDonald's, in a statement Monday. The upgrades apply to the Big Mac and the McDouble burger, as well as the classic cheeseburger, double cheeseburger, and hamburger. The Big Mac will come with more Big Mac sauce. The improvements were first made to burgers in international markets, the company said, and have already arrived in some U.S. cities, including Los Angeles, Seattle, Phoenix, Las Vegas. They'll be available nationally by early next year. The changes follow other improvements to key menu items. In 2018, McDonald's announced that it was switching to fresh beef for its quarter pounders, a complicated move with a big sales payoff. In 2021, it launched a crispy chicken sandwich to replace previous iterations. A relatively late arrival in the chicken sandwich walls, but one that seems to have resonated with McDonald's customers. We are gaining market share in both chicken and beef, thanks to improved burgers and items like the chicken sandwich, said McDonald's. Chris Kemzinski, CEO, doing a January analyst call. In an environment where our customers are looking for the simple and familiar, our core menu items have never been more relevant, he said. In the U.S., sales at stores open at least 13 months jumped 5.9% in the fourth quarter of 2022, rising 10.3% for the whole year. Even the humble cheeseburger is getting an upgrade. Focusing on promoting its core menu items rather than introducing new products is a way to keep processes simpler and reduce friction in the kitchen. And McDonald's has been using promotions like celebrity meal platforms and the adult Happy Meal to create buzz around its signature items. Throughout 2022, some of our most successful campaign platforms brought our customers closer to the core menu items, Kemp Ziske said during the January call. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Jesus hung, bled, and died on the cross for you and I, so that we could have forgiveness for our sins. So let us turn our lives over to him by being obedient to what he tells us to do. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager. Today's topic is spending time with God. Many people want to work for God, but they don't want to spend time with God. Research indicates that adults spend an average of 6 hours per day watching television, 3 hours per day on cell phones, and 2.5 hours per day on social media. How much time in prayer, praise, worship, Bible study, and meditation are you spending with God daily? Relationships grow deeper and closer through spending time together. It's no different in your relationship with God. It is important to spend time alone with God in order to know him more. Mark 1:35 says, "Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed." When we spend time with God, we experience a freedom to express ourselves to him, and we allow him to speak with us directly through his word and prayer. Spending time alone with God out of love is a way to fellowship with him and to abide in Christ. It is important to spend time with God because God is the source of our strength, and we need his strength to fight our spiritual battles. We also spend time alone with God because it is a great pleasure and a part of the abundant life Jesus came to bring. Now you may be thinking, "I would love to spend more time with God, but I just don't have the time." It's not easy to shut out the world, set aside a few moments by myself, and spend time in God's word and prayer. It may not be easy, but it is essential. Make it a priority, because we don't want to serve the world and miss the Savior. Do we serve in the community while our Bibles gather dust? Are we volunteering our time but neglecting our prayer life? We will be most effective when we are filled with the Holy Spirit. Although we have all violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory, be encouraged to know that God loves you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who died, was buried, and arose, so that you may have everlasting life. So put God first, trust and obey his word, and don't delay. Spend time alone with God every day.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue.